bed of Eulalie, with my passions thy scarlet rot swarms, and unveils Eulalie, who once warm my stubborn soul could not wet. What the inward mind had not yet riven upon Eulalie, the fair and kind maiden, and none wiser risen from her that once, laden with grief, and she nudged with forward eyes, and searched afar in listless manners that spies were thy center of truth on this first night. A poet not scribe in rhymes and tresses of golden light, in thy deep chasm of time's unbridled length, where light could not claim in strength towards my descent in the network of hell. And oh, Eulalie, in kind was solved with her spell. Stiff roots that spurs the bark of a willow tree, puzzled by this jester's riddle, and that vile hoary visage marked with trembling, and this foul harrowing piercing screech and wailing cries heard around these trees. It could not solve where Eulalie could not be, and the lifeless husk that haunted the euphony here, and the wordless ghost hovering at my side, fades from me with crooked smile, soon slides and enters the ageless chilled slumber in the bed of Eulalie.